I'll bring you proof from the Reish of our Mishnah. That the Reish is going on that after they made Erusin, after the husband married her, made Kedushin, and she's still living by her father's house. If there we found out that she has a mumin, she has a mum, so the Reish of the Mishnah says that the father has to bring a proof if he wants to receive the ksuba that she did not have the mum b'shas Kedushin, but if he can't bring the proof, then we say that most probably the mum was there v'shas kedushin, and she doesn't deserve to get a ksuba. She doesn't get anything. So you see what? The father has to bring the proof. So the Gemara says, "Mi dami? What does one have to do with the other? Hosa ma'isi avraya or mafik? Over there, it's very good that we say the father has to bring a proof to say that she did not have any mumim, his daughter did not have any mumim b'shas kedushin. Why? Because there it's a question: does the husband have to pay the ksuba or not? So if the father, like for his daughter, for the kala, wants to receive a ksuba, get the ksuba out of the husband, he wants to be ma'isi mumim. So therefore, he has to bring a proof before he gets the money away from the husband. But hoch, in our case over here, what happened? The chamor died, true, but the bala chamor is already holding on to the parah. He already made a mashiach on the parah. Zechura hocha maisi bala chamor raya mukim. Here, all the bala chamor has to do just bring a proof and keep what he has. So where's the proof from our Mishnah to such a yisoid that you have to bring a proof to keep what you have? So Gemara says, Amar Rababa says, Enachnami, the Raya is from the Sefer, the Mishnah. The Sefer says, Kala b'beis chamiya. If they already have Nesuyin, that she's now living by the husband's house, by the Shver, like by her father-in-law's house, by the Shver, by the husband. And there it says, now the husband has to pay the ksuba. Unless the husband can bring a proof that she did not, unless the husband could bring a proof that she had these mumim even b'shas kedushin, then we say that the kedushin is not chal, so I can make a choice, therefore he does not have to pay the ksuba. So here we see a case that the husband himself like has to bring a proof in order to like keep the ksuba. So you see, even though it's a question of keeping the money you have, still you have to prove it. Gemara says no, v'yakati lo domi, still there's no, it's not, one is not like the other one. Hosam atayu v'deya baal maisi raya umor lelechazoke. Diav, it's very good over there why the husband has to bring a proof to say that he does not have to pay the ksuba. And if he doesn't bring the proof, then he does have to pay the ksuba. You know why? Because over there the question is, did she have these mumin at the time of the kedushin or not? Now these mumin were talking about something wrong with the body that for sure grew first later. So in other words, when she was born, she did not have these mumin. So therefore there's a cheska saguf to say the same way she was when she was born, that she did not have these mumin, most probably at the time of the kedushin, she also did not have the mumin. So the cheska saguf says that b'shas kedushin, kedushin was chal, that's why the husband has to pay her a ksuba, unless the husband can bring a proof that she had these mumin even b'shas kedushin. Mashenken hoch over here, balachamor, maisi raya mukim chazoka biyodei. Here, what are we saying? The balachamor can't keep the parah unless he brings a proof that his chamor first died later. If he can't bring a proof, then we say the balachamor like has to give back the parah. Why? Because we're going to say most probably the chamor died even before he made the kinyan on the parah. The question is why? There's the cheskes chai, there's cheskes aguf. We know the chamor, the donkey, was alive yesterday. Now, we know at 9 o'clock today in the morning, he made the kinyan on the parah. And 11 o'clock, we first found out the chamor was dead. So our question is, how was the chamor at 9 o'clock? Was the chamor alive or not? The chur, there should be a cheskes aguf to say, just like he was alive yesterday, most probably 9 o'clock in the morning is still alive. So chur, again, there should be a cheskes aguf to say the chamor was alive. If so, why does the Bala Chamor have to bring a proof in order to keep the parah? He should be able to keep the parah anyway. That's still the question. There's no raya for now, Mishnah. So Gemara says, Omar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Kala b'beis aviyah. We're going back that the proof is from the first case of our Mishnah, in a case with the Kala, where she's still by her father's house. So there the question is, we say that the husband does not have to pay her a ksuba unless the father can bring a proof to say that she did not have the mumin at the time of the kedushin. So there the clue, the question was, there it's very good because they want to be mitzi the mumin. They want to get the ksuba out of the father, out of the husband. Where's their proof to keep money? The teretz says, ulu kedushin. We're talking about, the question is, the kesef ha-kedushin. When the husband was mekadesh, married his wife, he gave her money. He was mekadesh with kesef. Now later when we find out she has mumin, it's like a mekach tois. So true, the Rashi says the husband doesn't have to pay her a ksuba. But the question is, does the husband have a right to get back the money he gave her? Could the husband get back that money? So that we say no, that the husband gets the money back unless the father can bring a proof to say that Bishas Kedushin she didn't have the mumin. So we see even to keep the money the father has, a kesef kedushin, also he has to prove it. So that's the proof to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And the Gemara says, V'loy tein medon tzeder alibi demanda yoma, kedushin lav letivuya nitnu. Now this is the machlokes in the Gemara Bava Basra. One man yoma says, let's say a man is mekadesh anishim, and then he dies, the man. The question, what do you have to do with the ring? Does the ring go back to the husband, to his yorshim or not? So one man yoma says, kedushin is lav letivuya nitna. Like when you give the kesef kedushin, you never give it to let it stay by her. If the husband dies, he has the right to get it back, his yorshim take it back. So don't say we're going at that over here. Even a man diyama that says no, when the husband gives away, marries his wife, like he gives her the money no matter what, even in the case that he's going to die later, he doesn't expect to get the money back. Even so, I'll tell you, Hani Mili, when do we say that svara, that kedushin is letivuyin? Tivuyin on the Mephoshman side is said in Lush like tfiyam. Flovdin, like the husband loses it. He gives it to his wife that she could keep it. When do we say that? Svara Hani Mili kedushin vaday. When you married your wife, vaday, for sure. If you married her, for sure, then we say you give her the money and she has a right to keep it. I will hear in our case, kedushin tois. When you married your wife, it was a condition that she didn't have any mumin. If later we find out that she does have a mumin, so it's a suffix, maybe she had these mumin even at the time of the kedushin, so therefore we say you don't have to pay a ruksuba. And the question is, though, that you want to get the money back also. The husband has a right to get back his money, unless the father could prove it, does the father only keep the kesef of kedushin if he could prove that she did not have the mumin at the time of the kedushin. So if the father brings a proof to say that she did not have the mumin, then the father, like she keeps the kesef of kedushin. But if she can't bring a proof, if the father can't bring a proof that she did not have these mumin at the time of the kedushin, then we say the kesef of kedushin goes back to the husband. So you see, even to keep on to the money you have, also you have to bring a proof. So that's the raya from our Mishnah for Yudah Mashmul. And this the Gemara says, Meitzvah Yehava Kashem. It's the Gemara in Chul that says about Hilchos Treifas, Machet, if you find a needle, shenimtzes b'yuvah beis hakoisis, mitzad echad ksherim, beis hakoisis, that's like part of the stomach of an animal. If you find a needle there, you shechted the animal, and now when you cut it open, you find a needle stuck through the stomach. So it depends. Mitzad echad, the needle only goes through one side. It's not, but it did not puncture a hole straight through from one side to the other side. Then ksherim, that's not called a treifa. But mishneit stodim treif, let's say the needle went straight through on both sides of the skin that it came out, a complete hole straight through, that's called a treif. The animal is treif, you can't eat this animal. Now nimtzole kerredam, let's say you find some blood on top of this hole, then biyaduwe shulufnei shchita, then we know for sure that the animal is a treif. We know for sure this hole took place before you shechted the animal when it was still alive, therefore at the time of the shchita was a treif. What about lo nimtzale kor adam? Let's say no, when you find this hole with the needle, you don't find any blood on the top of it. Is biyadua, we know for sure, shuli acha shchita. That what happened was, at the time of the shchita, true, the needle was in the stomach, but it didn't puncture a hole through. The hole first came through after you shechted the animal, by throwing the animal down, that's when the needle went through. So therefore, it's kosher, because once you made the shchita, you can't make a treif afterwards. Then it says, what about huglad pihamaka? Let's say there was blood there, and the blood became hard. It was like a scab. You found a scab on top where the needle is. Then we say, b'yadua sheshleishu yavam koidim shchita. Then we say that this hole took place, and as the animal became a treifer, 3 days ago. That's what's nageya to us, we'll soon see. But loy huglad pihamaka? Let's say, where the needle went through, the blood, it's still like wet. It's not dried out, it's not a scab yet. Then the law is ha-moitzeh mechaber ol ovaraya. Then it's a question of being moitzeh mechaber ol ovaraya. In other words, the question is like this, that the butcher went down to the farmer to buy the animal off the farmer, and let's say he paid the money. Now later, when the butcher takes and makes a shchita, if he finds out that the animal is a treifa, so who's like a mekach tois? I didn't buy a treifa, I meant to buy a kosher animal. So if he could prove it that it was a treifa before you bought it, then you get your money back. See if there's a skib on this hole. So we know that the hole took place 3 days ago, and you just bought the animal yesterday. So that's called the Mekir Toresh, you get your money back. But let's say there's no skib on top of the hole, so we don't know exactly when did the hole take place. Did the treifas come before you bought it, or after you bought it? So in such a case, it says that Hamoitz Mechoir Olav Araya. What does that mean? If the butcher already paid the farmer for the animal, so boiler suyaraya, that the butcher has to bring a proof, humafik, and it takes away the money. He gets back his money. But if you can't bring a proof, then we say the farmer has a right to keep the money. The question is why, according to Yudah Mashmuel, why viyamai? Luchura baal behem malai suyaraya venukim. Vinukim, why don't we tell the farmer he has to bring a proof in order to keep the money? That's what Yudam Rav is saying, that even though you're a muchzik in the money, in the parah, but since there's a doubt whether you have a right to keep it or not, you have to bring a proof in order to keep it. So also, why doesn't the farmer have to prove it that the treifas first took place later? And if he can't prove it, he should have to give back the money? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Vinukim b'delo yoyev tavcha d'mei. I'll tell you here, we're talking about that the butcher did not pay the money yet. And the question is, the farmer now is saying, listen, you owe me the money. So does the butcher have to pay him or not? So that's the shaila over here, that if the farmer wants to get the money, he has to prove it in order to get the money. For the Gemara, no, my piska, how do you not say exactly like that? The Chorusa, it says, stam, that hamitza mechver olavaraya. Who says without talking about that the butcher did not pay for it yet? Most probably, like we'll see later, he paid for it. And still we say that he has to bring a proof, that the butcher probably gave the money. So the butcher wants to get his money back, he has to bring a proof to say that the treifas took place before he bought it. It's true that it's a kashan of Yudah Mashmuel. Zomara now is questioning more, says, Elo, kiosti Rami by Yecheskel. That's Rabbi Yehuda's brother. When Rabbi Yehuda's brother, Rami by Yecheskel, came, Omri said like this, Let it say sinu lahani kloli dekal yudi achai. Don't listen to these rules that my brother Yud is telling you, Mishmei de Shmuel, what he's telling you over the name of Shmuel. But rather, hochi yoma Shmuel. This is what Shmuel said, that kol shenoilat sofik rishusayin. Anytime there's a doubt created in your rishus, is all of haraya, then you have to bring the proof. It's like, therefore, by the Bala Por, it's just the opposite. The Bala Pora, since the Sufik is nearly when like the Chamor is in his Rishus already, we're talking about that the Bala Chamor already made the Meshicha. So he was like kind of the Pora. Now when the Bala Pora wakes up to get his Chamor, he finds out that the Chamor is mates. So if he wants to get back his Pora, it's all of Lavi Raya, he has to bring a proof like he's being mighty. And on this, for Tana Tuna, the Mishnah, we have a Raya, Kala, we have a Raya from the case of Kala. That's very good, the ratio of the Mishnah, that says that the father wants to be able to get the Ksuba to be Moitzi the Mammon, he has to bring a proof. So that's a good klal, that when you want to be Moitzi the Mammon, you have to bring a proof. On this Meisver, we have a question, the case of Machat, Shenimtas Buva Beis HaKosis. It says what, if you have a Suffolk, when did the treifas take place? Is it a Mekir Toris or not? So now, if the tapo did not pay the money yet, his baal behema boy lasuya rayu mafik. Says what, the baal behema has to bring a proof to say what, the treifas first took place later, and then he has a right to collect his money. The question is, why? Sofik v'shus tapach is yolid. The sofik took place by the butcher. So since it took place by the butcher, you're telling me now wherever the sofik took place, he has to bring a proof. If so, the butcher for sure should have to pay the money. If he wants to make a tour not to have to pay the money, the chur has to bring a proof. So how come it says here, no, that the vice says the moitz mechel of arrived, the butcher wants to get his money back? So Gemara says, we're talking about the yoyev tafach demei. We're talking about that the tafach already paid the money. So before it's the mashmawad, that he didn't pay the money yet. And if you want to free yourself from paying the money, it says you have to bring a proof. The question is why? It was nilud in your rishus. You should have to bring a proof. Gemara says, I'll tell you, the yoyev tafach demei. Yeah, again, before we're talking about like this, it says about vidlo yoyev, the butcher didn't pay the money yet. Then we say, if the farmer wants to get his money, like he has to bring the proof. Is baal behema boy lasu yiraya? Because he's like called the mitzi. Now the farmer wants to get his money from the butcher, so he has to bring a proof to say the treifas first took place later. the Dekash, and then he collects his money. V'yamai, why? The Churas Sveika b'shus tafach is yolid. The suffer the treifas before it's found by the butcher. So therefore the butcher for sure should have to pay the farmer the money, even if the farmer can't prove it. Still the butcher should have to pay him, because the suffix first we first found out about this doubt in the rishus by the owner of the butcher. So then he has to pay the money. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, we're talking about here the yoyif tafach the mate. We're talking about here. No, the butcher already paid the money. The question is, the butcher wants to get the money back. So if he wants to get the money back, he has to prove it that the treifas took place before. For the Gemara, my pisco, who told you for sure the butcher paid the money? Maybe we're talking about the butcher didn't pay the money yet. On this, the Gemara says, no, stoma de milsa most probably that kama de lo yoyev inizuzi, before a person pays for it, gives the money, lo yoyev inish chiyusa, the person doesn't give the merchandise. Like most probably the farmer did not give him the animal unless first he paid for the animal. So therefore we're talking about that the butcher gave the money. And then later the butcher made the shchita and found out that it was a treifa. So our doubt was, when did this treifa start? When did the hole come about? There was no huglad hamaka, there's no skeer bonnet, so we don't know how long ago it took place. But since we have a doubt, that's the halacha that if the farmer wants, if the butcher wants to get his money back again, he's like, be made to the mum, and he has to bring a proof. And if he doesn't bring a proof that the treifa took place before, he doesn't get his money back. Then it's good the way Rabbi Bar Yecheskel is saying over the name of Shmuel. Right, then the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, V'chom mayim nechom say, B'medvor amurim b'mum m'sheh b'seisar. When do we say the husband has a right to say, like it's a mekach toys, I didn't think I could, these are mumen I can't take, if it's a part of the body that's hidden, Mashenken, if it's an open part of the body, then the husband can't say it's a mekach toys. Like for sure we saw it already, and he said he could take it. So Moses says, Amur Rav Nachman,